There are many clinical trials going on. One of the trials is daratumumab versus observation. That is basically just looking at control type therapy. The second group of trials are the Lendex versus Dara-Lendex type triplet therapy trials. And there's also trials with single-arm triplets. And then finally, there is the ASCENT trial, which is a full-blown four-drug combination therapy trial.
Just out of curiosity, on that Dara trial, is the Dara given sub-Q or can it be given sub-Q?
Dara can be given subcutaneously. There is a new formulation, and that's what we'll get into when we go into practice.
Interesting. Just out of curiosity, in general, are you using sub-Q Dara at this point? There were some data presented at ASCO on that. Any thoughts about it?
Yes, Dara subcutaneous has been compared to intravenous Dara, but the Dara sub-Q is not using the same Dara that we give for intravenous. It's a special formulation that's created for that purpose. That trial shows that you get the same efficacy with subcutaneous Dara, but you can give it in 3 to 4 minutes compared to the 4 to 6 hours it takes to give the intravenous preparation. So I'm hoping the sub-Q Dara formulation will be approved and ready for clinical practice soon.
Interesting.